10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be all right. Don't worry, he will make your heavy light. Don't wait, oh, wait, oh. This love is always right on time. I've been trying to figure out my own way. Trying to put it all on me. Weighed down by the pressure. Without looking up, I know you see me. Cause on and on and on, you keep blessing me. But on and on and on, I keep worrying. Why I'm always running when you're telling me. You're telling me, don't worry. Just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, you will make your happy life.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Like Okito, you know, she from Puerto Rico.
Lala like James Bond in my black tuxedo. Sasso side cooling, I've been incognito.
Yeah, always spin up bread. Baby, I'm no cheapo. Shout out Uncle Billy, he just beat the chemo.
Pretty Spanish mommy, and she call me Chico. She said, como estas, I said, me no speako.
Yeah. Take it till you make it. I call that placebo. God, Father, Son, and Spirit. That's the three amigo. Ay, woke up in the morning. I just did my Devo. That's the way I doodle on my ego. I think I just might have disappointed Primo. Dang.
That's okay. We just did this for the people.
Feeling sorry for yourself, like, poor me. Pour me, pour me a glass of Coquito.
8 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
She want revival, ever since I heard she went viral. She been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the dial. She want revival, ever since I heard she went viral. She been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the...
Are you being serious right now?
Wait, oh... Girl, now you wanna chat. I was 19 with no clue where I was at. I was way too down for the shorty in the back. Now I'm up, so you down, tryna swing around back. But don't text my phone, no, no. Hit my girl, she could tell you how it go. Do a show in your city, I'ma overcharge. Tryna play games with me like it's King of Hearts. Now you wanna know what you missing. On the radio, and now you wanna listen. Need LASIK, you ain't got vision. About you in time, no.
Even when it's 7 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Like ships in the night, you keep passing me by. Just wasting time. In the night, letting cannonballs fly. Say what you mean, and it turns to a fight. Fists fly from my mouth as it turns out. You're down the driveway, I'm on the couch. Chasing your dreams since the violent fifth grade. Trying to believe in your silent own way. Cause we'll be okay, I'm not going away. Like you watched it 14 as it went down the drain. And pops stayed the same and your mom swooped away. How many of our parents seem to make it anyway? We're just fumbling through the gray. Trying to find a heart that's not walking away.
6 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Take our final bow. Oh, this is our time to go. But at least we stole the show. 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 At least we stole the show.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
With my little white thing, funny how time change. Reminiscing days when it used to hit me with the cold shoulder like an ice age. I pray that the real never die, man. And the real never die, man. Cause when I look around at all of my dogs, we came out the right way. All my dogs, we came out the right way. Never switched up for a price range. And we lived up to the high, man. Used to bust jugs for a nice chain. Keep the circle clutching, it's a tight game. Shawty, she so bad, I think I might hang. Let me put something in your life, man. Wish that my pops was here to see it now. Used to sit in the drop and kick a freestyle.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Anxiety inside of me, I think I might die. Losing time, I ain't even in my right mind. Turning 20 while I'm feeling like I'm 35. Even though I know it's early to worry, and I've been all on my own. Even when I'm home, taking care of myself and realizing that I'm grown. I got homies on my payroll, we tryna win. People who ain't in my circle tryna get in. Wanna make my parents proud, but then again, that could really wear you out. So in the end, I just wanna be my true self and not pretend. Gotta follow what's up in my heart with no regrets. I've been doing what I gotta do. Even when I feel tired, gotta follow through. They wanna tell me what to say like it's up to you, but I gotta keep it true, show it from my view. I ain't done growing up yet, yeah. I ain't done yet, I ain't done yet.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
All your friends are verified, acting like the first in line. I'm looking at your life through cellophane, hoping things will stay the same. I was always by your side. And isn't it strange how a stranger's gay? On someone else, shadow that I can't define. Turn into a gas like kerosene. Love that felt like 17. Hurt me too.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
I just need a light in this dark place. Now I'm falling for you, hoping I survive the way down. Getting harder, trying to keep your life straight now. Think I'm getting lost in your mind games now. Games, games, don't you ever.
Just 30 more seconds.
Let's go. Y'all know how it is, though. Hit it out of here. I might have to
take this show on the road. We go.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
On a beautiful Friday evening in Corpus Christi, Texas, it's the Frisco Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks in Game 4 of this six-game series. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Whataburger Field. Zach Bigley alongside you, and very happy to have you along wherever you're tuned in from on this Friday evening. The Rough Riders fell last night in a big way to Corpus Christi. Final score of 13-4. But Frisco has the lead in this series still after winning in Game 1, 6-2, and 9-0 in Game 2 of this series. They look to put last night behind them with Seth Nordlund returning on the mound for the Rough Riders. Just an incredible story. Nordlund was with the Rough Riders last year. He was selected in the Rule 5 draft in December by the Minnesota Twins, released on Sunday, and then re-signed with the Rangers as quickly as he possibly could. It was officially announced on Tuesday, and he rejoined the club, and he's here with them in Corpus Christi for his first start this season with the Rough Riders. In 16 games in relief for Wichita, 0-1 with a 5.67 ERA, 13 strikeouts in 27 innings to 12 walks, and a ton of ground balls. That's what he wants to do, is roll as many ground balls as he possibly can, and that's what he'll look to do on the mound today. On the other side, it's Julio Robina, the new 22-year-old on the mound. The Cuban native is one of the younger pitchers in the Texas League, and he was last year as well when he made 23 appearances, 17 starts for Corpus Christi. This season, he's been good. 10 games, 5 starts, a 3.95 ERA, and 41 in the third innings. He struck out 43 to 16 walks. And they both these pitchers making their first appearance on the season against each other. So it should be a really fun game between these two, with Robina starting for Corpus Christi and Seth Nordlund starting with the Frisco Rough Riders. Well, it's been a bit of a revolving door in the bullpen for the Rough Riders, as usually happens to this point of the season with a lot of teams. You see a lot of different guys come through. And it's been a couple of veterans that have helped ignite a lot of success in this bullpen, Kyle Funkhauser and Danny Duffy. We were able to catch up with Danny Duffy before today's game, and we split that into two parts with a really nice interview about the 11-year big league veteran and former World Series champion in 2015 with the Kansas City Royals. You can hear part one of that interview now and then part two tomorrow during the pregame show. So we hope to have you back for another 7:05 first pitch for game 5 of the series tomorrow. Danny Duffy joins us on the other side of this break as the Frisco Rough Riders and Corpus Christi Hooks are almost ready for Game 4 of this six-game series from Whataburger Field. More turn after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Welcome back to Corpus Christi. We're joined by Danny Duffy here on the pregame show, and let's start with this. You're new to the club. How are you gelling with the guys here at this point?
Oh, man, it's been fun to be around. you know, the youth is refreshing. I know I'm kind of an older guy, but, you know, it definitely brings back memories. And, you know, guys care a lot about winning and having fun and being there for their teammates. So, you know, I've enjoyed it.
Have there been guys that have been coming up to you and asking you different questions about your time in the major leagues and stuff coming up?
Yeah, I mean, here and there, and, you know, I love talking baseball, so I'd you know, pick right back at them, too. I mean, I want to know who their favorite teammates are and how they think, how they operate. You know, we're all here for the same reason, man, and, you know, it's just to be good teammates and compete as hard as you can and be consistent and, you know, just kind of pick off each other, so.
After being in the Royals organization for so many years, how is the Rangers organization, and what are some of the things you like about this org?
Yeah, you know, it's very similar. You know, in comparison, I mean, and Dayton is here. CY was a former teammate, and you know, it's fun. It feels a lot of the similar things, a lot of the same things, I guess, that we had in Kansas City, we have here. And you know, I got a chance to kind of kick it in the big league clubhouse when I was back rehabbing in Dallas, and those guys are cool. And it's definitely shades of, you know, what I'm used to, and you know, I really have enjoyed my time here. I couldn't pick a better place.
We're joined by Danny Duffy. When you think back to your time in the minor leagues, were there some guys that you picked their brains and tried to gel with, I guess, some older guys that came through?
Yeah, I think one sticks out, Jeff Supon. He came through in Triple A, and he was still, you know, he actually got back to the big leagues too and did great, and that was in kind of the latter part of his career, and I was able to pick his brain quite a bit, and he was available, and that's all you can ask for in a veteran, and very nice human being. I had another guy named Xavier Nady, and you know, I thoroughly enjoyed my time when those guys would come through, just getting the chance to conversate with them, and I hope I could be, you know, a fraction of that to some of these guys.
When you look at Dayton Moore and you mentioned CY, that relationship, how much did that play in a part in you coming to the Rangers?
You know, I mean, I was all but retired, and you know, I feel like if you have a shred of the game that you still love, you gotta exercise it. And you know, I had more than just a shred. I really did want to get back. It felt like a funeral when I messed up my elbow for the second time in 2 years last year in Oklahoma City, and felt really close to getting back. And I couldn't go out like that. And you know, we got a really good chance to do some pretty cool things in Dallas with the group that we have, and I don't see myself, you know, calling it anytime soon. I'm fully invested, and you know, I want to continue to play as long as these guys will have me.
With the elbow injury, how does it feel to be back right now?
It feels good. You know, it doesn't hurt to drive. It doesn't hurt to open doors. It doesn't hurt, and that's, you know, some of the simple things that, you know, you take for granted when you don't have them. And albeit, you know, it's similar to a cosmetic surgery when you think about it. Like, obviously, I don't need my elbow to survive, so there's a lot worse things that are going on in the world. But when it's everything you put your heart and soul into, it does suck. And when it hurts, and when you can't do what you want to do. So I've done everything I possibly can to get back, and I think it's going to come to fruition. And I hope that I can be a part of, you know, the success of the team in the big leagues.
That's going to do it for part one of our interview with Rough Riders reliever Danny Duffy. We'll get you part two of that interview before tomorrow's game here on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
After two glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday. Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome back to Whataburger Field. The Rough Riders getting set to take on the Corpus Christi Hooks here at 5 past the top of the hour on this gorgeous evening in Corpus Christi. It's very hot, that's for sure. Feels like temperatures well over 105 degrees, and the humidity is already starting up on this beautiful day, and looking forward to having just a good game and a good bounce-back game for the Rough Riders after their big loss last night. Let's check out the starting lineups for today's game, and we start with the Frisco Rough Riders at 24-29, 4.5 games back of San Antonio. In the South Division, with just 15 games remaining, including tonight, in the first half of the 2023 season. Here's the lineup as announced by Carlos Cardoza. It's Luis Angel Acuna leading things off, the designated hitter. Then Dustin Harris at the second spot. He's at first base defensively. And Thomas Ajayi is the shortstop, hitting third. Middle third of the order, it's Trevor Hover in right field, Aaron Zavala in left, and Kellen Strom in center. And the bottom third of the order, Scott Capers at catcher, Jax Biggers at second base, and Chris Cease is the third baseman today for the Rough Riders. Once again, it's Acuna, Harris, Ajayi, Hover, Zavala, Strom, Capers, Biggers, and Cease. Seth Nordlund gets the start for the Rough Riders. Here's the lineup that he'll face for Corpus Christi at 26-28, just 3 games back in the Texas League South. Kennedy Corona leads it off. He's in right field. Then Zach DiCenzo is at second, hitting second. And Joey Loperfido, who homered yesterday, is the center fielder, hitting third. Zach Daniels also homered yesterday for Corpus. He's the DH today. Colin Barber is the left fielder, hitting fifth. And Chad Stevens at third base, who's 6-for-10 in the series, he hits sixth. Bottom third, it's J.C. Correa at catcher. Luis Aviles Jr. is the shortstop. And C.J. Stubbs at first base, he hits in the nine hole. Once again for Corpus Christi, it's Corona, DiCenzo, Loperfido, Daniels, Barber, Stevens, Correa, Aviles Jr., and Stubbs. The Rough Riders having a 2-1 series advantage is big. They played really well on the road this season, especially as opposed to home games where there's 6 games under 500 this year at home, just 10-16 on the road, a winning record at 14-13. And it's going to be very important to keep that going here in this series and next series, where the Rough Riders will take on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals as part of this 2-week road trip. It's the final 2-week road trip of the season for the Rough Riders and their second. It's going to be kind of like a 2-week road trip, but not quite. The Rough Riders will return home for the off day on Monday and then take off for Northwest Arkansas on Tuesday morning. And so that will kind of break things up and make it a little bit better to sleep in their own bed at night and get back to the normalcy of a 1-week stay away from home. It'll be very good for the Rough Riders to kind of reset things. The Rough Riders, looking at this series, that series in Northwest Arkansas, and then one more against Springfield at home, then that's the end of the first half. And the second half will hopefully start off a little bit better than the first half did for the Rough Riders. Frisco has really slipped as of lately in the standings, as a lot of teams in the Texas League South have started to win some pretty good ball games. The North has been very top-heavy with the Arkansas Travelers and the Tulsa Drillers being at the top of that division, while it seems like all 5 teams are in contention in the South. And that's good and bad for the Rough Riders. Good because they're in 5th place and they still have a shot here in the last 2.5 weeks. But also bad because that means they're competing against a lot of other teams that are close, and they're going to have to hop 4 teams in order to have a chance at winning the first half. Well, the starting lineup's getting announced down in front of us for the Corpus Christi Hooks. It's almost time for the national anthem. We'll step aside for a break, and when we come back, we'll have first pitch and the play-by-play of today's game. It's the Frisco Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks, the AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers and the Houston Astros, doing battle in South Texas. Gorgeous day from the Coastal Bend. Happy you're with us on this Friday evening. We'll return with first pitch after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at Riders.
He is flying to third. The throw is not in time. On the second for one, Acuna to first. Got it, double play. High drive, deep down the left field line, forget it, way out of here.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
A grand slam for Trevor Hover on opening day. Swinging a drive, deep right field, it's long gone for a grand slam.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in, he's under it, he makes the catch! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
On the first pitch of the game, Luis Angel Acuna bashes it to left center field. It bounces off the warning track and up over the wall, and it's a leadoff ground rule double on the first pitch for Luis Angel Acuna, and that gets us underway at 7:09 in the p.m. here in Corpus Christi, Texas. Happy to have you along. I'm Zach Bigley. Luis Angel Acuna, as he's done so often this season, attacking the first pitch, and he continues to crush baseballs in the first offering. That's his league-high 17th hit on the first pitch of an at-bat. And here's Dustin Harris. The first offering is high and inside. And it's one ball and no strikes on the Rough Riders first baseman. So we're underway with a bang here in Corpus Christi, Texas. 88 degrees, our first pitch temperature, with a feels like of 100 with 71% humidity. And the runner takes off for third. The pitch is low and away. Throw to third, not in time. And Acuna slides in safely. with his 24th steal of the year. Acuna increasing his league high, 24 steals now. And he gets out of a deadlock with his teammate who's at the plate, Dustin Harris. Harris with 23 steals in 24 attempts. Acuna now 24 for 25. 2-0 toss. Harris watches in the upper edge, inside corner. A called strike, and it's 2-1. Well, the Rough Riders coming in at 24-29 on the season, 4.5 games back of the Corpus Christi Hooks. Here's the stretch of the pitch. A swing and a foul straight back, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. 4.5 back of San Antonio, I should say. Just 1.5 back of these Corpus Christi Hooks as they come in at 26-28. The Rough Riders winning 2 of the first 3 games of this series, though, and a great opportunity to take 3 of the first 4 with Seth Nordlund on the mound. Julio Rabina ready from the stretch, and he issues in. Curveball whacked in the air, shallow left field. Barber racing in. The shortstop, Avilés, going out. It falls in. Base hit. Acuna scores from third. Harris up to second with a double, and a bloop double into left field gives the Rough Riders a 1-0 lead. Man, that was a skyscraping pop-up into shallow left field. Barber got a very late start in. Avilés was going back, and it looked like the shortstop was trying to make an over-the-shoulder catch. Neither of them tried to go for the ball. It just dropped in between them with both of them looking at each other, and it ends up being an RBI two-bagger for Dustin Harris. So two batters into the game, the Rough Riders have two doubles. And Thomas Sejacy bats from the right side. First pitch. Sejacy watches a breaking ball outside. It's 1-0. Julio Rabina getting the start today for the Corpus Christi Hooks, making his 11th appearance, his 6th start. The 22-year-old Havana Cuba native. 4-3 with a 3.95 ERA. The pitch is a curveball on the outside corner, a strike. And it's 1-1. He has been dominant here at home, 4-1 with a 1.27 ERA, as opposed to an 0-2 record with a 9 ERA on the road. He's ready from the stretch, and the 1-1 pitch to Sejacy. High and outside, it's 2-1. And the first inning has been a bit of a difficult inning for him this year. That's his 6th run that he's allowed in the first inning. And this is the 6th first inning that he's pitched in. He stretches and offers. Swinging a ground ball to the opposite way. DiCenzo's got it at second. He fires onto first and retires to JC. Harris down to third. One out, and Trevor Hobber makes his way to the plate. 1-0 Rough Riders.
Right fielder number 17, Trevor Hobber.
Manager Carlos Cardoza going with the hot hand. Infield comes in. And Hover in from the left side. Left-hander on the mound. Here's the offering in. Fastball. Low and outside. 1-0. Trevor Hover with a homer yesterday and 2 hits. And he gets bumped up to the cleanup spot in the Rough Riders order today. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch. Hover watches low and outside with a slider, and it's 2-0. This is the highest that Hover has hit in the Rough Riders order this year. I'm trying to go with the guy who's swinging the stick well right now, and that's Trevor Hover. The unfortunate thing is he's doing it against a left-hander, the 2-0. Off the outside corner, 3-0. The lefties have been hard for Hover this year. He's just 2-for-28, and 0.71 average against lefties this season. Runner at third, 1 out in the first inning, 1 in. Rough Riders lead 1-0. Wind blowing out to left at 16 miles an hour. The 3-0. Breaking ball captures the outside corner for a strike, and it's 3-1. Slightly pole side shift. They play to the opposite field, though, in the outfield. Pole side shift on the infield. Infield remains in the 3-1. Down the heart of the plate with a fastball. 3-2. Defense behind Robina today, left to right. It's Colin Barber, Joey Loperfido, and Kennedy Corona in the outfield. Along the infield, Chad Stevens at third, Luis Aviles Jr. at short. The pitch outside, ball four, and there are runners on the corners with one out. Aaron Zavala to the plate. Zach DiCenzo is at second base. C.J. Stubbs at first, and J.C. Correa is the man doing the catching today for Robina. Here's the stretch, and the offering in. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Zavala playing his 19th game with the Rough Riders. He's reached in 18 of those games so far. Stretch in the pitch. Strike on the inside corner. 0-2 on Zavala. Runners on the edges with one out. The Hooks with their white tops, white bottoms, navy ball caps with a light blue brim. Stretch in the 0-2 pitch to Zavala. The throw goes over to first, and Hover's picked off. They throw down to second. Here comes Harris home, and now he's caught in a rundown between home and third. They throw to the third baseman, Stevens, and he's out of the baseline. Trying to avoid the tag. Harris is out number two. Hover down to second. No stolen base. It's a 1-3-6-2-5 put out. Pitcher, first base, short. Catcher in third. Dustin Harris is the second out of the inning. It's still 0-2 on Zavala. Hover takes his lead from second. And the pitch on the way to Zavala. Popped up, foul left side. Still 0-2.
That foul ball brought to you by Evans Glass Service.
The Rough Riders finding their first two hits in this first inning today. Here's the stretch. And the offering in. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with a breaking ball. Zavala down on strikes. First strikeout for Robina. But one run across on two hits. Both doubles. No errors and one runner left on base. Took him to the fourth inning last night to get multiple hits. Took two batters tonight. On him first coming up, Seth Nordlund on the mound when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly. Like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
We're into the bottom half of the first inning. It's 1-0. Rough Riders out in front. Seth Nordlund on the mound against Kennedy Corona. And the first pitch on the way is fouled back, and it's 0-1 on Corona. Welcome back to Seth Nordlund. He returns to the Rough Riders for the first time since last season. He began this season with AA Wichita in the Twins organization. He fires home. Corona watches down low and inside. It's one ball and one strike. He was selected in the Rule 5 draft in December. If you're not aware of the Rule 5 draft, there are two different sections, the Major League and the Minor League. The 1-1 on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2 where teams can select players from other organizations, granted that they've been in the organization for long enough. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2. High off the outside corner, and it's two balls and two strikes, and teams can protect a player from the Major League Rule 5 draft by putting them on the 40-man. It's 3 years if you were a drafted player and 4 years if you were an international signing, as the pitch is cut on and missed off the outside corner for strike three. And there's one away on Corona. Seth Nordlund picks up his first Rough Riders strikeout of the season on the first batter he faces, and Zach DiCenzo is the batter. Technically, it's at the age of 18, not actually whether or not you're an international or a draftee. You're below 18 or above 18. The pitch on the inside edge of the fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. But usually that's how it shakes out in terms of when you're eligible or not. But Nordlund was selected in the minor league portion of the Rule 5, the 0-1. Inside, it's one ball and one strike. And in the Major League, if you select a player, they have to be up in the big leagues that entire season, or else they get sent back to their prior club. The 1-1. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. It's 1-2. Nordlund steaming right now. 90-mile-an-hour fastball up above the zone. But that's not the case in the minor league Rule 5 draft. Instead, you just become a free agent if you get released, instead of going back to your previous club. But Seth Nordlund wanted to go right back to the Rangers. Here's the stretch and the 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner. Nasty breaking ball from Seth Nordlund, and he strikes out DiCenzo. Two outs, and Joey Loperfido makes his way to the plate. 1-0 Rough Riders, bottom half of the first inning. Nordlund was released on Sunday night. Immediately texted Jordan Teagues, the pitching coordinator for the Rangers. He signed with the Rangers almost immediately. Back with the club now here in Frisco. First pitch to Joey Loperfido is a changeup grounded foul right side. It's 0-1. Defense behind Nordlund today looks like this. It's Aaron Zavala in left, Kellen Strom in center, and Trevor Hover in right field. Chris Cease has third, Thomas Sujacy at short, Jax Biggers at second. The pitch rides inside, and it's one ball and one strike. Dustin Harris at first, and Scott Capers does the catching today for Nordy. Right side of the rubber, he's ready from the stretch. The 1-1. Change up, ground ball back up the middle. So JC behind the second base bag. Fields from short, fires across and gets him for the final out of the first inning. It's a clean 1-2-3 first for Seth Nordlund. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Top of the second inning next. It's the Riders 1, and the Hooks nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing. The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Top half of the second inning in Corpus Christi, Texas. The Rough Riders with a 1-0 advantage over the Hooks. Kellen Strom begins things for Frisco. It's then Scott Capers and Jax Biggers. 6-7-8 in the Rough Riders order. Strom looking for his first hit of the series, 0-9, though he has walked five times in the series, and he scored a couple runs. Julio Robina deals home. It's just off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders scoring the first run of the game in the first inning with back-to-back doubles. Robina winds back and offers in. Fouled away, back behind home, and it's one ball and one strike. Back-to-back doubles from Luis Angel Acuna and Dustin Harris. Wind back in the 1-1. Strom watches just low, and it's two balls and one strike. Good to see from Frisco getting that early offense. This is the fourth consecutive game that the Rough Riders have taken the lead. 2-1 pitch. Flutters outside, and it's three balls and one strike on the big looping curveball from Robina. Riders winning two of those three games, and now we'll see what happens here in game number four consecutively. 3-1 pitch. Outside corner for a strike, 3-2. Strom didn't like the call from Steven Rios Jr., a home plate umpire and crew chief. He has balls and strikes. Kellen Martin, our first base umpire. Mickey Smith, our third base umpire. Full count on Strom. Robina winds and delivers home. Low and outside for ball four. Well, Kellen Strom works his sixth walk of the series. He's aboard to lead things off in the second inning. Scott Capers stands in.
Catcher number eight, Scott Capers.
Capers 1-for-7 in the set. He has scored three times, though, and he's drawn a couple walks. Black batting gloves, the first pitch. Ground ball, third base side, fair inside the back, down the line. Strom on his horse around second, on his way to third, gets stopped right there. Capers holds with a long single, and the Rough Riders have runners on the corners and nobody out here in the second. In business with Jax Biggers coming up. Scott Capers has had such a wonderful offensive season, and he got out in front of that pitch and grounded it just inside the third base bag. Jax Biggers makes his way in. Biggers has driven in three in this series. 1-0 Rough Riders, runners on the edges, nobody out. Robina delivers home. Fits it on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. On the season, Biggers hitting 202 with three homers and 19 runs batted in. Capers not a threat to steal. He takes his lead and draws a throw anyway. He's back on his feet. He has not attempted a stolen base yet this year, and the catcher much better at going from base to base than trying to take any without a ball in play. The 0-1. Low off the outside corner on a curveball, and it's one ball and one strike. Double play depth up the middle for the Hooks, not bringing the infield in. Though the corners pinch in with Chad Stevens, the third baseman, even with the cut of the grass. The 1-1. Swinging a line drive up the middle right to Aviles Jr. at short. He's got it. Steps on second. Throws to first in time for a double play. Strom comes in to score from third. No RBI for Biggers. There are two down, but it's 2-0 Rough Riders.
Third baseman,
Jax Biggers grounds into the six unassisted, three double play. A hard hit ball, though, right at Aviles Jr. And what the makings of a potentially big inning are not anymore. First pitch to Chris Cease is bounded to third on two hops. Chad Stevens picks to his left, straightens, and fires in time to get Cease. And a matter of two pitches from first and third, and nobody out. At the end of the inning, only scoring one run. The Rough Riders will take it, though. 2-0, they lead it to the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders! Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Leading off, designated hitter number 4, Zach
Daniel. To the bottom half of the second inning from Corpus Christi, Texas. The Frisco Rough Riders leading 2-0 over the Corpus Christi Hooks. Zach Daniels leading things off against Seth Nordlund, who stretches and offers. Sinker just low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Seth Nordlund struck out two in a 1-2-3 first. Great to see from the right-hander. As he's ready from the stretch here, kicks in the 1-0. Another sinker diving low of the zone, and it's two balls and no strikes. He'll go sinker, four-seamer, slider, and changeup. He stretches, and the 2-0. Changeup, swing and a miss. Out in front on it, it's two balls and one strike. And he uses all those pitches to try to induce as many ground balls as he can. Over 40% ground ball rate for Nordlund this year. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Another sinker down below the zone, and it's two balls and two strikes. Those have been very effective pitches for him in his career, and even though he only throws anywhere from 87 to 91, he gets a lot of that soft contact, especially when he was with the Rough Riders last year. Nordlund with Frisco last year, a 3.44 ERA in 30 games. The pitch is fouled away right side. It's two balls, two strikes still on Daniels. Made two spot appearances with AAA Round Rock last year as well. And with Wichita this season, 16 games all out of the bullpen, a 5.67 ERA. The pitch cut on and missed. Down low and inside for strike three with the changeup. Zach Daniels strikes out, and Seth Nordlund is loving being back in this uniform. Three strikeouts of the first four batters all retired consecutively.
Colin Barber
makes his way to the plate. And Seth Nordlund coming out with a ferocity. Just to give you an idea of how rare all these strikeouts are, he readies from the stretch, and he brings it home. Change up, popped up, left side, out of play, and it's 0-1. In 27 innings with Wichita, he only struck out 13. And in four batters, he has three strikeouts so far today. That's crazy. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1. High and outside, missed with the fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. Colin Barber, a top 30 prospect with the Astros. Left-handed batter. Nordlund takes a deep breath. Shoulders flop down in the 1-1. Changeup fouled away left side. One ball, two strikes. Barber the number three prospect in the organization. Former fourth-round selection back in 2019 by the Astros. The pitch. Changeup hit foul on the ground back behind home. And it's still two balls, two strikes. For Barber, it's been so many injuries over the course of his career that have really hampered him. Played in 2019, missed 2020, obviously everyone did. Then shoulder surgery in 2021 wiped out his whole season. The 1-2 is a hard line drive through the right side for a base hit. Auburn cuts it off, turns, fires it back in. And Barber held to a single. Left a fastball in the middle of the plate. Barber took care of it down the right field line, and Chad Stevens is the batter. Barber had a whole bunch of different ailments last year, shoulder and ankle, mostly the culprits. But now he's back this year, playing his 38th game, hitting 240 coming into today. He's aboard with a one-out single, first hit for Corpus, and the first pitch to Chad Stevens. Ground ball foul left side, it's 0-1. 2-0 Rough Riders, bottom half of the second. Stevens was a guy who had very pedestrian numbers coming into this series, and he has owned the Rough Riders. He's just hitting 201 coming into this game, or into this series, I should say. And he's 6-for-10 in this series, bumped that average up to 226. Nordlund, readies, fires. Curveball in the inside corner for a strike. 0-2. Stevens has been very good, as has Zach DiCenzo, who struck out in the first, but he was 6-for-10 in the series entering today. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, fouled straight back. Still no balls, two strikes. For Colin Barber, that's his first hit of the series. Singling to right, he takes his lead from first, just 2-for-2 in stolen bases on the season. Here's the stretch. A long hold, the right-hander's pick. Low, and it's one ball and two strikes. Rough Riders defense plays straight up against Stevens in this bottom half of the second inning, with Frisco leading 2-0. Nordlund peers in, bright red glove. He has his sign, and the 1-2 offering will have to wait. A throw goes over to first base. Barber's back in safely. Really nice crowd on this Friday night here in Corpus Christi. Not very many empty seats. But decent crowds over the course of the week so far. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a changeup. Fourth strikeout for Seth Nordlund, and they're two away. Well, Nordlund making his first start of the season between Wichita and here in Frisco, so it's not a surprise by any means, but that's a new season high for him with four strikeouts. His career high is 10, probably not going to sniff that, but four strikeouts through 1 2/3 innings, and here's J.C. Correa. Nordlund delivers home. Hit foul in the air right side. It's 0-1. Seth Nordlund is picking up a lot of swings and misses. That changeup has been very good to right-handers down low and inside so far. Nordlund ready from the stretch. And the 0-1. Ground ball foul at the plate. 0-2. Trying to get out of this inning with a out against J.C. Correa, who's 2-for-10 in the series so far. The brother of Carlos Correa, who also is a former Hook. Nordlund readies, and he offers in the 0-2. Changeup ripped high in the air and deep to left field. Zavala turns and watches. It's gone. Homer for J.C. Correa, and we're tied at 2 in the bottom of the second. His first home run of the season. Well, that changeup just caught a little bit too much of the plate.
Shortstop
Here's Luis Aviles Jr. First pitch is outside. It's one ball and no strikes. J.C. Correa didn't miss it. That wasn't a wall scraper. That was well out of here. The 1-0. At the bottom of the zone for a strike. It's 1-1 now on Aviles Jr. Nordlund was doing so well, getting ahead with consistency. He readies. The 1-1. In the air out to right center field this time. Strom racing in. Dives and makes a spectacular catch. Kellen Strom fully sprawling in right center field. Hang a star on that baby. He gets Nordlund out of the second. We're tied at two to the top of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Hi, this is Ever Bueno with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you are listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Tied at two, top half of the third inning. First pitch to Luis Angel Acuña. Dips low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. All the Rough Riders got out in front 2-0. The run in the first and a run in the second, the 1-0. Low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes. But a two-run home run from J.C. Correa, his first of the season. Tied the game up at two in the bottom of the second. The pitch dips low, and it's three balls and no strike. Acuña attacked the first pitch of the game back in the first, doubling to left center. The pitch slips across the outer edge, a strike, and it's 3-1. Then he came in to score on the Dustin Harris double. The 3-1 pitch is spanked to right, and it's Stubbs who jumps up and spears it from his first base position and robs Acuña of a base hit. It looked like that one was headed to right field, but a line out to first, and there's one away for Dustin Harris. Harris in from the left side. The Rough Riders and Hooks tied at two in the pinch. Bottom of the zone for a strike. Harris showed bunt and pulled back. And time call. Harris steps out. Harris had the RBI double in the first to left, and it was a line drive in the box score, but it was a floater out into shallow left field that dropped in between Barber and Aviles Jr. Deal one. Inside corner, a strike, 0-2 with a fastball. Dustin will certainly take it. 4-for-12 in the series, his third RBI. The pitch. He watches low and away in the dirt. He's able to check his swing, didn't offer at it. Tied at two, one out, bases clear, top of the third inning. Robina holds the glove at the belt, winds back in the 1-2. Breaking ball, line to first, and this time Stubbs doesn't have to leave his feet. He just makes the catch right in front of his ball cap. The two line drive outs to first base, and Thomas Sujesi is the batter.
Shortstop number 12, Thomas Jason.
That one hit a little softer by left-handed batting Harris. So J.C. grounded to second his first trip in the offering. Misses away, and it's one ball and no strikes. So J.C., a home run and three RBIs in the series. His home run was back in game two, the 1-0. Off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes. The Rough Riders have hit two homers in this series. One from J.C., one from Trevor Hobbard. The 2-0. Curveball, just high and outside. And J.C. Correa talking with Steven Rios Jr. He thought the last two pitches were strikes. 3 balls, no strikes. Correa has to be a little careful as Robina's ready. And the 3-0 is down the heart of the plate for a strike. 3-1. Actually stood up and started talking face-to-face with Rios. The 3-1. So J.C. sprays it foul into the netting above the Rough Riders' first base dugout. 3-2. And the 3-2. High off the outside corner, ball four. Thomas to J.C., making his way to first base. He put his head down and sprinted down to first after tossing the bat away.
Right fielder number 17, Trevor Hobbard.
It's JC's second walk of the series, and here's Trevor Hobbard. Tied at 2, top of the third inning. Runner at first, 2 outs. First pitch. Hobbard watches letter high inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Hobbard walked back in the first inning. Riders haven't seen many left-handed starters this year overall in the season. They're only hitting 225 as a team against left-handed pitching. Throw goes over to first, and Sajacy's back in. Scott Capers is leading the active roster with a 389 average against left-handed pitching. Acuna's next, hitting 333. Throw over to first, and Sajacy's picked off. He's in a rundown in between first and second. The throw to Avilés, and the shortstop tags him out for the final out. So picked off, caught stealing. It goes 1-3-6. Final out of the third. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base for the Rough Riders. Bottom half of the third inning next, tied at 2. The Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio. You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Home half of the third inning. Rough Riders and Hooks tied at 2 apiece. Seth Nordlund back to the hill after allowing the 2-run home run to J.C. Correa in the second. He has 4 strikeouts through 2 innings. C.J. Stubbs in the 9th spot to lead it off. Right-handed batter against right-handed pitcher. Nordlund ready from the stretch. And he kicks home. Fastball on the outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Nordlund making his first career start against these Corpus Christi Hooks. It's his fourth career appearance, though. The 0-1. Swinging a line drive up over Zavasi at shortstop in a left center. A base hit for C.J. Stubbs. Kennedy Corona now at the top of the order stands in. All three of those prior relief appearances for Nordland came back in Frisco last year. Overall, combined between those appearances, a 4.50 ERA, allowing three runs in six innings with eight strikeouts. First offering, Corona swings, lashes it to right field, right at Trevor Hover. Bounces in front of him, though, a base hit. Back-to-back singles to start the third inning for Corpus Christi. Zach DiCenzo bats now, tied at two. The Rough Riders did come down here last year to Corpus Christi, but Nordland wasn't with them on the trip. He had a pretty good reason why. He was there for the birth of his daughter. Annie was born last year when the Rough Riders were down here in Corpus, and he said he just loves being a father as he's joined up on the mound by the entire infield and Scott Capers, the Rough Riders catcher. He's had so much fun with it. He says he misses them a lot right now, and he didn't think he would, but said it's making me a lot softer of a person. But he said, I think it gives me a little bit of a leg up on the baseball field because he's able to turn the page so much easier, knowing that until the point when she was born, baseball was the most important thing in his life, and now baseball is the second most important thing in his life. Sentiment that I'm sure a lot of baseball players who are also fathers can agree with. Runners at first and second, nobody out. Here's Zach DiCenzo in the first pitch. Changeup fouled away, back behind home. 0-1. Tied at two, bottom half of the third inning. Nordland would love a ground ball here. He looks in for his sign, he's got it. Looks back towards second. Kicks in the 0-1. Chopper to short. Zajacy backs up on it. Fields throws to second for one. On to first. Not in time. Close play at first base. He got the ground ball. Just hit a little bit too softly for the Rough Riders to turn it. Corona out at second. Runners on the corners. One out as Stubbs moves to third. Fielder's choice goes 6-4. And Joey Loperfido is the batter. Loperfido homered yesterday in a thumping of the Rough Riders 13-4. To 0-1 today with a ground out to short. First pitch, just low. Missed the sinker, and it's one ball and no strikes. Loperfido, big, powerful left-handed bat. Nordland, the 1-0 pitch. Change up, strike in the outside corner. And it's one ball and one strike. It's the part of the order you really got to be careful with. DiCenzo, Loperfido, Daniels, and Barber. A lot of power in this part of the order. Here's the stretch. The 1-1. Ground ball to first. Harris has got it. Turns, throws to second for one. So JC back to first. Got him for the double play. Seth Nordland gets the ground ball and gets out of it. 3-6-3 double play. And the Rough Riders get out of the third. No runs on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Top four coming up, tied at two on the Riders Baseball Network.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the fourth inning, Frisco and Corpus tied at two. Trevor Hover leads it off, and Robina's first pitch. Breaking ball inside, one ball and no strikes. Zach Bigley alongside you, happy to have you for game four of this six-game series in Corpus Christi, Texas. The 1-0, chopped foul right side, tied and or even, I should say, at one on Trevor Hover. Rough Riders taking an early lead in this one. Runner runs in the first and the second. The pitch is at the top of the zone, a strike, and it's 1-2. And then the Hooks came back with two runs in the bottom of the second inning to tie us to where we reached our score. Time called. Hover steps out. Robina back into his windup. The 1-2. High and inside. Hover rips his head back, and it's two balls and two strikes. Robina works from the third base side of the rubber. He peels and offers. Swinging a high skyscraping pop-up out into shallow left field. Chad Stevens, the third baseman's there, and he makes the catch. One away for Aaron Zavala. Robina making his first start this season against the Rough Riders. He's coming off a start against Northwest Arkansas, which he allowed three runs over his three innings on six hits. It was an appearance out of the bullpen. He struck out six during that span, though. He rocks back and pitches home. Down low and inside, one ball, no strikes. He had a really good start against Tulsa earlier this year back on May 17th. Six and a third innings here at home. The pitch sizzles across the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. 10 strikeouts, no walks, shutout baseball. Only allowing one hit. 1-1 is set in the air out to left center field. Little bit of carry, Barber back just shy of the warning track. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Two up, two down in the fourth inning for Kellen Strong. Tied at two. Riders and Hooks. Strom walked and scored in the second. Robina's done a good job at limiting the free passes overall this year. He's 12th lowest in walk rate in the Texas League. The first pitch, low and outside, one ball, no strikes. He does have two walks already today, though, walking, or three walks, I should say, walking to J.C. Hover and Strom. The 1-0. Down low and inside off Correa's glove. Kicks over to his left, and it's two balls and no strikes on Kellen Strong. Well, the big talk today in Major League Baseball is the two best teams in the American League matching up against one another. It's the Rangers and the Rays down in St. Pete. 2-0 inside on Strong. Three balls and no strikes. This one's been all Rays. 8-2 in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Tampa Bay out in front of Texas. 3-0. Strike in the outside corner. Three balls, one strike. Now on Strom. He calls time and steps out. It's always about the stories within the stories. Those are the fun things in baseball. 3-1. Swing and a miss. 3-2. Yes, it is the two best teams in baseball, but it's also the first time that the Lowe brothers are playing each other in the major leagues. Josh Lowe and Nathaniel Lowe and their family are there down in St. Petersburg. The 3-2. Strom swings, cracks it deep down the left field line. Barber racing after it. It's off the middle of the wall. Strom around first on his way to second. He's in there easily with a stand-up double. Just missing a home run off the middle of the wall in left field. Kellen Strom with his seventh double of the year. And the Rough Riders have their fourth hit. Three of them have been two-baggers.
Pitch number 8, Scott Capers.
Scott Capers stands in now for Frisco. Tied at 2, runner at second. Capers a single down the left field line in the second inning. First pitch, breaking ball. Outside corner, a strike, 0-1. It was really cool to see Wendy Lowe, the pictures of Wendy Lowe, Lowe's brother's mom, Nathaniel and Josh. The 0-1, Capers watches high, and it's 1-1. She had a jersey custom made that was a half Rangers jersey and half Rays jersey. That had the first two letters of Lowe, L-O on one side and W-E on the back on the other side. Really cool. And their dad had a custom polo that on one side it had the Rays logo, on the other side it had the Rangers logo. The 1-1. Fouled back.
That's
1-2. In that game, Nathaniel Lowe is 0-2 with a walk. And Josh Lowe is not playing. We'll have to wait later on in the series. The 1-2. Ground ball to third. Stevens has got it, straightens, and fires across just a bit low, but Capers a little bit too slow to beat it out. It's the final out of the fourth inning. Well, the Rough Riders get a double from Kellen Strom, but that's it. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left stranded. Bottom four coming up. It's the Rough Riders and the Hooks tied at 2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Justin Slayton takes over out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders as we go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Seth Nordlund done in three innings, allowing in those two runs. Justin Slayton delivers on the first pitch to Zach Daniels. Fastball, strike, upper edge, outside corner, and it's 0-1. From the sinker baller to the flamethrower, Justin Slayton, he'll be in the mid to upper 90s with his fastball. He stretches in the 0-1. In the air, right side and foul, 0-2. Justin Slayton has added a cutter that has really changed his game. He threw a lot of strikes with it in his last outing. He's been great this year when he's been on the field for the Rough Riders. The pitch home. Breaking ball, ground ball to third. Cease makes a sliding backhanded stop up to his feet, and he throws out Daniels. What a play at third. Chris Cease slid off to his right, made a backhanded stop, and was able to straighten up and fire across for the out. Great play. Colin Barber stands in. Barber singled and scored in the second. Slayton ready from the stretch. And the right-hander fires in. That cutter misses high, and it's one ball and no strikes. The Hallsville, Texas native, 25 years of age. Former third-round pick of the Rangers back in 2019. The pitch home. Down low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. He was moved to the bullpen about a month into the season last year. And in seven appearances this year, he has yet to allow a run. The pitch. This is high. Two balls, make it three balls and no strikes. I should say, not to allow an earned run. Just one unearned run allowed. Nine in the third innings, 12 strikeouts. He's only allowed five hits. The 3-0 pick. High and outside for ball four. A walk to Colin Barber. Chad Stevens stands back in. We say when Justin Slayton's been on the field, he's been good because it's been a bit of an injury-riddled season for him, whether that was in spring training where he missed some time or here with the Rough Riders where he missed the entire month of May. Came back right at the beginning of June at the end of that San Antonio series. The pitch is a breaking ball high, and it's one ball and no strikes, where he threw an inning and a third scoreless against San Antonio and then a scoreless inning earlier in this series as well. He's back in the opener. He readies from the stretch in the 1-0 offering. Runner takes off for second, pitches high and inside, throw to second, in time! Scott Capers pegs Barber at second. Two outs in the inning. Perfect throw from Capers. Biggers, the second baseman, was right there on the bag, and the throw was chest high. He slapped the tag down and got Barber. Capers, a strong throw. 2 outs and 1 ball and 1 strike on Stevens. Slayton pitches, swing and a miss. Good curveball low and away. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Slayton, 2 outs, bases clear behind him from the stretch. He rips in the 1-2. After a long hold, here she comes. Fastball, strike three called. Bottom of the zone at 95. He painted it. Chad Stevens down on 4 pitches. And Justin Slayton gets out of the fourth in quasi 1-2-3 fashion. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Still tied at 2 to the top of the fifth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Eight 8-9-1 for the Rough Riders. It's Jax Biggers, Chris Cease, and Luis Angel Acuna in the top of the fifth inning, tied at 2. Julio Robina back on the hill. And if we've learned anything from this series, this will most likely be his final inning of work. He winds back and deals. Fastball on top of the zone, inside edge, a strike, and it's 0-1. The reason why we say that is because usually the starters have gone 5. The bullpen will go the last 4. And he winds back here in the 0-1. Breaking ball settles to the inside edge, a strike. It's 0-2. That's just kind of how the Astros operate. Time called. Bigger steps out. Robina is in good shape with that pitch count, though. Just 67 pitches as he goes into the fifth inning. He wheels in the 0-2. Off the outside corner with a breaking pitch, and it's 1-2. Biggers bounced into a 6 unassisted double play back in the second inning. 1-2. Breaking ball, strike 3 call down the heart of the plate. Robina strikes out Biggers looking. 1 away in the fifth. Second strikeout for Robina. Chris Cease makes his way in. Here's the wind of the pitch home. This is low, and it's 1-0-2. Chris Cease bounced out to third his first time up, and that's a rarity for him. Here's the wind back in the 1-0. Breaking ball off the outside corner. 2-0-2. Nobody in the Texas League this year has gone to the opposite field with their balls in play more than Chris Cease has. The 2-0 is high off the outside corner, and it's 3-0-0 now. He has the highest opposite field percentage in the entire league. That's among qualified hitters. Time called. J.C. Correa, the catcher, will go out and check. Cease's struggles this year have been with the high strikeout rate. He's actually batting well over the league average with batting average on balls in play. The strikeout rate has been a little higher than he would like this year. Hitting 206 on the season. Mound visit over. Correa is back behind the plate. Here's the wind back in the 3-0 pitch. Low for 4. A 4-pitch walk to Chris Cease with 1 out. Brings back up the top of the order. It's Luis Angel Acuna. An opposite field rate for Chris Cease at 47%. Didn't put the ball in play this time, though. Let's see if Acuna swings first pitch here. The offering. Breaking ball away, and it's 1-0-0. We talked about it right at the top of the broadcast, but Luis Angel Acuna, he swung at the first pitch of the game in the first inning. It's his 17th hit on the first pitch of an at-bat this year. That's the most in the Texas League. The 1-0. On the inside edge for a strike. And it's 1-1. It's not as if he's swinging a lot and getting out on the first pitch either. Usually when he puts the ball in play, he's picking up hits on that first offering. The offering is cut on and missed here, and it's 1-2. When he puts that first pitch in play, he's hitting exactly 500 on the season. The offering, high off the outside corner, 2-2. And it's been really good for Acuna this year, ambushing early. His walk rate, a little bit low on the season. It's not really his game, though. The 2-2. Just low. 3-2. And when you're hitting 500 when putting that first pitch in play, you're going to live with that. Certainly like that. 3-2 here. Acuna back in from the back of the right-handed batter's box. And time call. Robina ready from the stretch in the payoff. Acuna swings, bounces it foul at the plate. 3-2. His walk rate is little bit lower than it was last year overall. 10% walk rate this year. It's just a little bit below average. See Stinks' lead from first. 3-2 pitch. Cease takes off. There's a foul ball right side. Still three balls, two strikes. Not a lot of empty seats for that ball to find. It's a gorgeous Friday night. Sun starting to set in the Corpus Christi Bay. Robina ready. The 3-2 pitch on the way. Actually, a throw over to first, and Cease is back in. A 3-2 on the Rough Riders' designated hitter tonight, giving Sajacy a start at shortstop. Payoff home. Runner takes off in the air, right side, down the line, could be trouble. Corona racing over, and he makes the catch. Corona able to track it down right near the line in fair territory. Two outs for Dustin Harris. Riders and Hooks tied at two, top of the fifth inning. Harris, an RBI double in the first. Lined out to the first baseman Stubbs in the third. Stares at his bat, taps the outside corner of the plate with the tip of it, the inside corner, and he's ready to go. Robina kicks and throws over to first. Cease is back in. Identical score lines for the two teams. Two runs on four hits and no errors. Left-hander ready. He delivers. Breaking ball, outside corner, a strike, 0-1. It's been the steady diet of that slow breaker to left-handed batters from Robina, the lefty. And it's been pretty effective. Here's the stretch, and the 0-1. High. One ball and one strike. The double from Harris, which is really just a fly ball that dropped in left field. The only hit by a left-handed batter tonight for the Riders. And the pitch is low and outside. And runner does not go as the ball gets away from Correa just slightly. Two balls, one strike. Left-handers are hitting just .214 against the southpaw this season. Right-hander is hitting .276. The only home run he's allowed has come from a right-hander. He brings in the 2-1. Fouled away left side. Two balls, two strikes. 85 pitches for Robina. So more than likely this is the final inning, and there is action out of the bullpen with Jonathan Sprinkle loosening as well beyond left center field. Riders bullpen down the right field line. It's quiet. 2-2. The pitch home. Fastball, strike three, call to the knees on the outside corner, and Dustin Harris not liking the call. He's backing away and talking with Steven Rios Jr. and Carlos Cardoza comes down the line. He's going to chat with him as well. The Rough Riders done in the top of the fifth. We go to the bottom half of the fifth inning, tied at two on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. with 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the fifth inning in Corpus Christi, Texas. It's tied at two, and Justin Slayton back on the mound for the Rough Riders against J.C. Correa. Ready from the stretch in the first pitch. Breaking ball, line to short, right to J.C. on one hop. He's got it belt high, straightens and throws across. In time to get J.C. Correa for the first down. Slayton struck out one in the third inning, allowing one base runner on a walk, but got a caught stealing behind him.
Shortstop number 10, Luis Jr.
Rough Riders have had a tough time throwing out base runners this year, just successful 13% of the time as a unit. Scott Capers gunning down the base runner, Colin Barber. First pitch to Aviles Jr. is on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Aviles Jr. was robbed on a great diving catch in right center field from center fielder Kellen Strom back in the second. The 0-1. Swinging a drive to left center field. This one sending Zavala back, looking up. It's gone. Luis Aviles Jr. It's the second homer of the day for the Hooks. It's 3-2 Corpus Christi. Acquired earlier this week as a minor league free agent, he gives the Hooks the lead in his home half of the fifth.
First baseman, number 2, CJ Stubbs.
CJ Stubbs stands in. Right-hander's first pitch. Off the outside corner with a breaking ball. One ball, no strike. So there's the first run that Justin Slayton has allowed this year. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. Blew a fastball right by him. Two home runs today for Corpus. Usually the homers will go out to left in this park. The pitch is cut on and missed and a feeble swing up and in. It's 1-2. There's a jet stream going out that way. 16-mile-an-hour winds today at first pitch. On this 88-degree day through the thick air. It's cooled down to 78 now that the sun is nearly set. Much more pleasant night. 1-2 offering. Fastball, strike three called. Got him on the outside corner. Justin Slayton picks up the strikeout, his second. Two down in the fifth. The 3-2 Corpus leads. Kennedy Corona is the batter. Top of the order, third time through in the first pitch. Vaughn with the zone for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Beautiful blue skies with wispy white clouds turning pink and orange as the sun sets here at Whataburger Field. 1-0-1 pitch is popped up sky high on the infield. Slayton, the pitcher, calls everyone off and he makes the catch. That's something you don't see very often, a pop out to the pitcher. Justin Slayton makes the play. He's an athlete. and we go to the top of the sixth inning. One run across for the Hooks, though, on a solo homer from Luis Aviles Jr. They now lead it by a score of 3-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
To the top of the sixth inning, it's 3-2 hooks out in front of the Frisco Rough Riders and a new pitcher out on the hill for Corpus Christi. It's Jonathan Sprinkle who is warming up in the previous inning. It's not Jonathan Sprinkle on the mound, though. It's Aaron Brown who delivers the first pitch high and inside to Thomas Jacy. One ball and no strike. So Aaron Brown takes over for Julio Robina. Brown delivers. It's fouled straight back. 1-1. Brown making his 11th appearance on the season. Robina done after five innings, allowing two runs, both earned on four hits. He struck out three and walked four. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Right by him on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Squares his shoulders just offset of home plate. He winds and pitches. Breaking ball, flicked foul right side. Still three balls, two strikes. Or still one ball, two strikes, I should say. Aaron Brown, the 24-year-old out of Middle Tennessee State, a Nashville, Tennessee native originally, was a ninth-round pick by the Astros back in 2021. The 1-2. Swinging a little roller up the first baseline off the end of the bat, right to the first baseman Stubbs, who's got it. Takes one half step to his left, steps on the bag, and there's one away. Trevor Hobbard of the day.
Right fielder number 17, Trevor Hobbard.
Rough Riders down 3-2. Brown stands 6'4", 220 pounds. He winds back and offers in. Hobbard watches a strike. The outside edge, and it's 0-1. Hobber 0-1 with a walk. The 0-1. High and tight. Ball on a strike. The 1-1 pitch. Change up off the outside corner, and it's two balls in one strike. Middle Tennessee wasn't where Aaron Brown started his career, though. He went to State College of Florida in 2019 as the pitch is grounded foul back behind home, and it's two balls and two strikes. A great career as a Blue Raider in 2021 with Middle Tennessee. And time call, Hover steps out. Struck out 113 batters in 85 and two-thirds innings. He peers over the top of his black glove, winds in the 2-2. Foul back. Still two balls, two strikes. Pull side shift on the infield against Hover here in this top of the sixth inning. Offering in. just high. Three balls and two strikes. Sauber steps back in from the left side. 2-for-8 in the series, and the pitch is cut on and missed. Strike three. Brown strikes him out, and there are two away. Brings Aaron Zavala. Riders put up a run in the first and a run in the second. Hooks countered with two in the bottom of the second and then one in the fifth. Go ahead solo home run from Luis Aviles Jr. First pitch is high and inside to Zavala, and it's one ball and no strikes. Taking a look at the scores around the league, we start with the scores that really matter for the Rough Riders and for the Hooks, quite frankly. The 1-0. Down low and inside. It's two balls and no strikes. Amarillo and Midland tied at 5 apiece in the bottom half of the 6th inning. Really, it's take your pick as to who you want to win that one. The 2-0 is drilled down the right field line and foul. Oh, man. Zavala turned on it. Just couldn't keep it fair. 2-1. Looking for his second home run this season. Brown winds back in the 2-1. Strike on the upper edge outside corner. Zavala couldn't believe it. It's 2-2. Both Amarillo and Midland are 26-28. Zavala steps out. So either team winning that helps or hurts Corpus Christi, either way. And the Rough Runners. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss and a high fastball for strike three. Aaron Brown, a 1-2-3 inning in the sixth. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Home half of the sixth next. 3-2, Hooks.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Danny Duffy takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders, our pregame interview guest today. Frisco trailing 3-2. Bottom half of the sixth inning. Zach DiCenzo, Joey Loperfido, and Zach Daniels, the 3-2 up. Duffy, the left-hander, ready from the stretch in the first pitch. Swinging a high pop-up right side and shallow. Trevor Hover coming in, looking up into the twilight sky, and he makes the catch. One away. Loperfido stands in from the left side. Danny Duffy, the 11-year big leaguer, World Series champion, is excellent to talk to. Kind of just soaking it in here at AA. He said he was all but retired and dealt with really bad elbow injury at the end of last year. Couldn't make his way back with consistency. The pitch is down low off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes. And join the Rough Riders after signing with the Texas Rangers organization, trying to work his way up to the big leagues and what he says contribute to a great thing that he thinks is being put together in the Rangers organization. The 1-0. Over for a strike, and it's 1-1. And he's not wrong, that's for sure. But he has so many connections here with the Rangers organization. Dayton Moore, who's the general manager with Kansas City, the 1-1. On the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-2. He is now with the Rangers. And, of course, Chris Young, the general manager for the Rangers, was his teammate in 2015. So he was a great teammate to have during that 2015 championship. The stretch in the 1-2. Just outside. Didn't miss by much, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. What Duffy said was, here at the AA level, yeah, I'm going to be an open guy for everyone to come and talk to me. The 2-2. There's a pop-up into shallow left field this time. Zavala has started in, now going back, drifting back at the warning track, reaches up, and he's able to make the grab. Oh, a little bit scary out there in left field on this twilight sky. Zavala misread the ball, and there are two outs as he's able to make the catch. Zach Daniels steps in. 3-2, hooks out in front, bottom half of the sixth. He said he's learning a lot from these guys as well. Just wants to hear what they think makes a good teammate and who their favorite teammates are. He pitches home, a swing and a miss by Daniels, and it's 0-1. Duffy said when he was coming up through the minor leagues, there were a couple guys that really stood out as guys who he was able to pick their brains. He fires home. Swing and a miss. Fastball right by him, and it's 0-2 at 92 miles an hour. Jeff Supon was one of them. A longtime big leaguer. And Xavier Nady was another guy who played in the big leagues for a while. Supon was a 17-year major leaguer. The pitch is on the outside corner. Fastball, strike three called. Danny Duffy with a strikeout looking on 3 pitches. He sits down Daniels. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. So 1-2-3 frame in the sixth. We go to the top of the seventh. Rough Riders down 3-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the seventh inning, Riders trailing by just 1 run. 3-2 Corpus Christi. Aaron Brown back out for another inning of work against Kellen Strom. And the first pitch. Check swing on a high fastball. They appeal and he was able to hold. It's 1 ball and 0 strikes. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Hooks. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. The 1-0. Off the plate away, and it's 2 balls and 0 strikes. The Rough Riders' last hit actually came from Strom. It was his double off the wall in the fourth inning. The 2-0. Fastball strike, outside corner, 2-1. The only difference between, well, there are a lot of differences between last night and tonight, but one of the biggest ones for the Rough Riders offensively, the pinch. Change up inside corner strike, and it's now 2-2. Is that Rough Riders got a lot of their damage done late yesterday on the offensive side. It's all been early tonight with a run in the first and a run in the second, and only one hit since the second inning. Play in the seventh. The 2-2. Strom watches low, and it's 3-2. Trying to start a rally here, starting the bottom of the order. It's 6-7-8 to start things off in the seventh inning. Brown looks over the top of his glove, winds back in the payoff home. Strom swings, grounds it hard to the left side. Sliding stop Stevens up to his feet. Throws, not in time. Stubbs tried to pick it on the dirt, and Strom is safe at first base. We'll see how they rule that. No, it was a tough play from Stevens, and they give him a hit. An infield single for Strom. He's now 2-for-2 with a walk. Scott Capers, the batter, he's 1-for-2 today with a single. Stevens had to move to his left. The third baseman slid, got up, spun, threw onto first, and it was low. And Stubbs tried to pick it, just went off the tip of his glove and behind him. First pitch to Scott Capers on the way. Outside, 1-0. Kellen Strom is a threat to run. He has 5 steals this year, though not the most aggressive base runner in the world. He takes his lead off at first. The 1-0. Capers swings and misses out in front of a changeup, and it's 1-1. Capers grounded a ball down the third baseline for a single in the second inning. Snuck by the third baseman, Stevens. 1-1 toss. Swing and a miss and a high fastball away. It's 1-2. He calls time and steps out. The infield single, the Rough Riders' 5th hit tonight. Brown readies in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Changeup away for strike 3. That's a nasty pitch. 3rd strikeout for Brown. 1 away in the 7th, and Jax Biggers stands in.
Second baseman number 1, Jax Biggers.
Left-handed hitter. Strom leads from first. Brown ready from the stretch, and he deals. Biggers bunts it down the third baseline and foul. 0-1. Left-handers have hit Brown well this year. Righty's hitting .257, but lefty's hitting .375 against him on the season. All 4 home runs he's allowed on the year have come from right-handed batters. Biggers a lefty. Biggers ran that ball out. He's all the way back to home plate. 0-for-2 today. Looking for that first hit. Keep the inning going. Brown looks in, tucks the glove to his chest. The 0-1. Fouled away. Just clips the top of the netting and scoots over the roof and out behind us onto the street. 0-2. We're nestled in here right next to the port of Corpus Christi in the Corpus Christi Bay. The water's about 500, 600 feet beyond the left field fence. Quick throw over to first, and Strom is back in. Constructing a bridge beyond left field as well. It's set to be done in about 3 years. But supposedly they're about 3 to 4 years behind on the project. Stretch in the 0-2. Breaking ball, chopped to second. DiCenzo has it, underhand flip to second is wild and gets away. Avilas Jr. tried to grab it with his foot on the bag. It was just out of his reach. Strom slides in safely as DiCenzo turns what could have been an inning-ending double play into an E4 and keeps the inning going for the Rough Riders. So fielder's choice, E4. And Chris Cease is the batter for Frisco. Man, he fielded it and tried to shovel it instead of tossing. And the shovel was way wide of the bag. The Rough Riders nine-hole hitter Cease to the plate.
Third baseman number six, Chris Cease.
Cease walked back in the fifth. Brown's pitch. Popped up right side on the infield. Stubbs under it. Infield fly rule in effect, and he makes the catch anyway. Two down, and Acuna steps in. Riders down by a run. Rough Riders haven't been terribly effective tonight with runners in scoring position, just 1-for-5. And make it 1-for-6 after that out from Cease. Runners at first and second, the pitch. Acuna swings, pokes it into shallow center field. Loper Feeder coming on, and he makes the sliding catch. Loper Fido robs Luis Angel Acuna of a potential base hit and a potential game-tying single. It's time to stretch. Bottom half of the seventh inning coming up. It's 3-2. Hooks out in front of the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday, as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Antoine Kelly, the new Rough Riders pitcher, home half of the seventh inning. Riders trailing by a run, 3-2. Colin Barber, the batter, left on left to begin the seventh. And the first pitch from Kelly. Inside, he hit him. Got him with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Looked like on the right side. Pitch got away from him. Ooh, that could not feel good. Barber has to walk that one off down to first base. First pitch hit by pitch. Taking a look at the replay. Oh, yep, that got him in the right lat. Just underneath the armpit. Ouch.
Third baseman number six, Chad Stevens.
Leadoff runner aboard. Chad Stevens, the batter. And the first pitch on the way. Fastball just outside. One ball, no strikes. 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Antoine Kelly, and that's usually what we'll see from the man selfed up closer, Twan. Here's the stretch and the 1-0. Outside, two balls, no strikes. Antoine has really loved being in the closer role in late game situations. Out of the bullpen, he's been good this year, a 2.70 ERA. He issues in the 2-0 to Steven. Swinging a foul at the plate off Capers, the Riders' catcher. Oh, got him in the left toe. Ouch. He has to walk that one off. Fastball slider combination from Kelly. He was in the starting rotation last year when he came over from the Brewers in the deadline deal for Matt Busch, along with Mark Mathias, though the deal was really for Antoine Kelly. Mathias played well with the Rangers, but was released. Left-hander readies, and the 2-1. Swing and a miss, blew it right by him. 96-mile-an-hour heater, 2 balls and 2 strikes on Kelly. Riders down 3-2, home half of the seventh inning. Stevens has struck out twice today, once swinging, once looking, after starting the series 6-for-10 with 2 doubles and 2 walks. Kelly brings in the 2-2. After a long hold, here she comes. Fastball, got him looking on the outside corner. Strike 3 called. Kelly strikes out the first man that he doesn't hit. And J.C. Correa stands there.
Number 7, J.C. Correa.
Correa, a 2-run home run in the second. He's 1-for-2. He grounded out to short in the fifth. First offering. Runner takes off for second, pitches outside, throw to second, not in time. Colin Barber, who was caught stealing back in the fourth, steals second here in the seventh. Tough ball for Capers to throw on. He had to reach back all the way across his body to the backhand side to snag that pitch and then turn the whole body and throw on to second base. Couldn't get it rid of it as quickly as he'd like to. The 1-0 is high. 2 balls, no strikes. Runner in scoring position now for Corpus Christi. You mentioned the Rough Riders' woes with runners in scoring position. Corpus hasn't had a hit tonight in those situations. The 2-0. Down the heart of the plate, a strike. 2-1. 0-for-2 with runners in scoring position. Kelly stretches, looks back towards second, brings in the 2-1 pitch to J.C. Correa. High and outside. 3 balls and 1 strike. Kelly, the fourth pitcher turned to by the Rough Riders tonight. His home half in the seventh inning, trailing by 1. Seth Nordlund went 3 innings in relief. Justin Slayton, 2 innings. Danny Duffy, 1. And now Kelly, the pitch. Swing and a miss, 3-2. High fastball from Kelly. Here are the hooks. You have home runs tonight from the 7th spot of the order and the 8th spot of the order. Providing all your runs. We'll certainly love that in terms of offensive production. Kelly readies in the 3-2 pitch on the way. Just low, ball 4. Second free base runner in the inning, a hit by pitch and a walk. And here's Aviles Jr. That solo home run to left center broke the 2-2 tie that held for 2
First
innings.
First up, number 10, Luis Aviles Jr.
Aviles 1-for-2. Right out to center field and a diving catch by Kellen Strom in right center back in the second. First pitch. Takes high and inside. Fastball, and it's 1 ball, no strikes. They shade Aviles to the pole side in the outfield. Time called. Capers will go out and chat. The entire infield will come in as well. It's a big spot in the game in the bottom of the seventh inning with 2 aboard and 1 out. The Rough Riders have turned 1 double play tonight. was back in the third, a 3-6-3 double play. When you look back at it, that was a really important twin killing for Seth Nordlund in his three-inning start. It was first and second and nobody out in the inning. Got a fielder's choice and then a 3-6-3 double play to really not allow any damage against him. Here's the stretch now after the mound visit and the 1-0 pitch inside 2-0. So if that inning had gotten away from him, he could be looking at a completely different game, but now it's just a one-run game. And Kelly trying to keep it that way. The turning point in the game, if you look at it from afar. 2-0. Just outside. Didn't miss by much. 3-0. Stevens has better speed, or I should say Barber has better speed than Correa at second than at first. The pitch. There's a drive out to deep left center field. Zavala tracing back at the warning track, looking up, and it's gone. Luis Avilés Jr. with his second home run of the game. A three-run homer. And it's now 6-2 Corpus Christi. That's a good way to introduce yourself to your new team. A two-homer game in your third game as a Hook. One away in the seventh inning. Here's C.J. Stubbs. Now back. It's 0-1. That was a moonshot to left field. On a 3-0 pitch. He knew he was going to get a fastball. He got one and just hammered it. The 0-1. Down the heart of the plate, a strike, and it's 0-2. The Rough Riders at one point led 2-0. They now find themselves down 6-2. Third home run of the game for Corpus. The 0-2. Swing and a miss, and a good slider down low and inside for strike three. Second strikeout for Kelly, second out of the inning, and Kennedy Corona bats now. All six of the runs for the Hooks have come on the long ball. Solo homer, a two-run homer, and a three-run homer. One for 3 day for Kennedy Corona. First pitch. A bunt shown and fouled at the plate. Couldn't pull it back in time. 0-1. Those free passes will come back to bite you, and that's what happened to Antoine Kelly. A hit by pitch, a walk, and a three-run homer. Kelly brings in the 0-1. Hit in the air, out to deep left field. Forget about this one. That one's out of here. Kennedy Corona hits the fourth Hooks home run of the night. A solo shot makes it 7-2. Did that one. That's a deep left field, his eighth of the season. Zach DiZenzo takes his turn. Oh for 3 tonight. Kelly readies, and he brings it home. Inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. That's the first time the Rough Riders have allowed two homers in the same inning since San Antonio went back-to-back the last week. It's the most homers that Frisco has allowed in a game with four. The 0-1, down low and inside. It's 1-1. Frisco now trailing 7-2 in a blink of an eye. A four-run seventh inning for Corpus. Still all seven runs coming via the long ball. 1-1 pitch from Kelly. Ground ball up the middle. Second baseman Biggers there behind the bag. Fields and fires on to first in time to retire the side in the seventh. But a big inning. Four runs. Three-run homer, Luis Aviles Jr. Solo homer for Kennedy Corona. And it's now 7-2 Corpus to the top of the eighth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For 3 games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Leading off first baseman number 2, Dustin Harris.
A 4-run bottom half of the seventh inning for Corpus Christi gives them a 7-2 advantage as we go to the top of the eighth inning from Corpus Christi, Texas. Zach Bigley alongside you. And the Rough Riders with some work to do. It's Dustin Harris to lead things off in the first pitch. Breaking ball hit on the ground, foul. And a hit off of Harris's own foot. It's 0-1. Harris an RBI double in the first. He's 1-for-3 today. The Hooks have taken the lead with the long ball tonight. 4 homers. 2 from Aviles Jr., 1 from Correa, 1 from Corona. Brown has his sign, and the 0-1. Fastball whipped into deep left center field. Barber going back. He's under it. He makes the catch. One away for Thomas Sejasi. Two runs on 5 hits for Frisco tonight.
First up, number 12, Thomas
and JC. So JC 0-for-2 with a walk. Just 2-for-15 in the series now. Seen his average dip to 275. The pitch on the outside corner is striking. It's 0-1. So JC had a monster month of May. 247 average, but it's been a struggle recently. The 0-1. Swinging a broken bat roller to third. Stevens has it. And he slings it on to first for the out. Two down for Hobart. Top half of the eighth inning, Riders trailing 7-2. So JC, over his last 18 games entering into this game, hitting just 121.
Right fielder number 17, Trevor Hobart.
Trevor Hobart in from the left side. And the first pitch. Top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Hover elevated into the cleanup spot for the first time this year, and he's 0-for-2 with a walk. The pitch is belted out to deep right center field. Corona racing back at the warning track, looking up, and it's gone onto the berm. Trevor Hover with his second home run of the series, and the Rough Riders get a run back. It's 7-3. Hobber with his 5th home run of the season. He crushed that ball to right center, and you really got to get into a ball to put it on the berm in right center field. He did. His solo shot makes it 7-3, Rough Riders trail. Aaron Zavala takes his turn. Zavala 0-3 in the first pitch. Fastball outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. It's been a homer fest in this game. Five combined homers as the Rough Riders check in with one. The pitch, low and away. Ball and a strike. Six hits for Frisco tonight now. 1-1 toss. High and outside. Two balls, one strike. Trevor Hover and Thomas Sujacy, the only players to have homers in the last 2 weeks for the Rough Riders. 2-1. Swing and a miss, and a high fastball, 2-2. They each have two. Back-to-back days with a home run for Trevor Hover. Brown peers over the top of his glove, winds in the 2-2. Fouled away, left side. Still two balls, two strikes. Zavala barely missed a homer in his last at-bat.
Brought to you by Evans Glass Service.
He crushed it down the right field line. And it was a foul ball. Brown shakes his head no. Likes the sign. And the 2-2. Breaking ball, strike three called in the outside corner. And Zavala just got thrown out. Zavala thrown out on arguing with balls and strikes with Steven Rios Jr. Zavala ejected from the game. The Rough Riders will have a new left fielder when we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. It's 7-3. Hooks out in front of the Riders and the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Here to the bottom of the eighth inning, Udris Manin takes over for the Rough Riders. Frisco down 7-3. Some defensive changes for Frisco as well. Joey Loperfido starts it off, and the first pitch is high and inside. One ball and no strikes on a fastball from Manin. Aaron Zavala ejected from the game, arguing balls and strikes. So Dustin Harris moves to left field from first base. And Nick Tanelu is in the game at first defensively. The pitch. Ground ball chopped to second. Biggers has it head high on a backhand. Turns, throws, and gets him for the first down. One away for Zach Daniels. 7-3 our score. Rough Riders trail. Bottom half of the eighth inning.
Zach Daniels.
Daniels 0-3. in from the right side. Manning ready from the stretch, and he offers in. Fastball. Inside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Manning delivers. Down low and inside. Ball and a strike. Manning taking over for Antoine Kelly, who threw the seventh, allowing all four runs that came across. He pitches home. Ground ball foul back behind home plate. One ball and two strikes. Manning making his second appearance in this series as well for the Rough Riders, throwing a scoreless inning in game two. Just one hit. 1-2 on the way. Breaking ball outside. Two balls, two strikes. The right-hander ready. He fires. Fouled back into the netting. Still two balls, two strikes. The Rough Riders finishing up this game against the Hooks, trying not to lose their second in a row. Have Ryan Garcia on the mound tomorrow. 1-4 this year with a 7.79 ERA. The 2-2. Fastball high. Three balls, two strikes. Peyton Plumlee gets the start for Corpus Christi. He's 0-4 with a 9.15 ERA. The pitch. Outside. Ball four. One out walk to Daniels, and Colin Barber is the batter. Seven 3 Corpus Christi on in front. Bottom half of the eighth inning.
Colin Barber.
Barber in from the left side. And the right-hander stretches, delivers home. Fastball over for a strike. Right over the heart of the plate, and it's 0-1. Barber 1-for-1 with a walk, a hit by pitch, a single, two runs scored, and a stolen base tonight. He's had quite the night. Throw over to first base, not in time. Tanelu taking the throw, still stretching out over at first. Right-hander ready. He offers. Runner goes. It's flipped into shallow left field. That falls in for a base hit. Harris up with it. Fires into third. And not in time. Daniels slides in safely. Barber with his second hit today. He's reached in all four plate appearances. Runners on the corners and one out. 7-3 Hooks lead it. And Harris came up firing. It was a good, strong throw, but Daniels just got in there.
Third baseman, number 6, Jeff Stevens.
Chad Stevens takes his turn. In from the right side. First pitch is cut on and missed. Off the outside corner with a breaking ball. It's 0-1. Manning ready from the stretch. Double play depth up the middle for Frisco. The pitch. Breaking ball outside edge again. Strike two. Riders in the top of the ninth inning. We'll have Strom, Capers, and Biggers. 6-7-8 in the order duo. The 0-2. Swinging a little floater into shallow left field. Harris charging on. He makes the catch. Daniels tags from third. Harris's throw, not in time. Sack fly to left field. Two down. One run in, it's now 8-3.
Number 7, J.C. Correa.
Here's J.C. Correa. this wonderful crowd on this Friday night getting behind their hooks. First pitch is high and inside. Ball, no strikes. 6,612 here in Corpus Christi. Good attendance tonight. The 1-0. Fastball, outside corner is strike. 1-1. Still runner at first, two down now. Manning looks in for his sign, he's got it. And he rips in the 1-1. Swing a soft roller to short, so JC charges, picks, fires onto first, low, and Tanelu digs it out for the final out in the eighth inning. Side retired, but one run in on a hit, no errors, and a runner left on. We go to the top of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders trailing 8-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the ninth inning, Rough Riders trailing 8-3, and they face Aaron Brown for the fourth straight inning. Trevor Hauber with the solo home run, the only run he's allowed in the eighth. First pitch to Kellen Strom, he swings and misses on a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Kellen's had a good night. 2-for-2 with a double and a single and a walk. He scored a run as well, the 0-1. Watches at the bottom of the zone, called strike two. He calls time and steps out. Eight runs on eight hits and one error for the Hooks. Rough Riders, three runs on six hits and no errors. Here's the wind back by the right-hander in the 0-2. Swinging a fly ball out to right field, chasing Corona back. He's near the warning track, makes the catch. One out. Scott Capers the batter, he's 1-for-3. Tomorrow's game is 7:05. First pitch. Garcia starts for the Riders against Peyton Plumlee. The pitch. Just high. One ball, no strikes. We'll be on the air at 6:50 for the pregame show. The 1-0. Inside edge. Called strike one. 1-1. We'll have part two of that interview with Danny Duffy. Great guy to talk to before the game today. The 1-1 is sent high in the air, down the line, and shallow. Colin Barber coming in. Going to be a tough play, and the left fielder tracks it down, makes the catch. Two outs for the Riders in the ninth. Here's Jax Biggers. Final hope for Frisco. 0-for-3 tonight. Right-hander back into his windup in the first pitch. Changeup outside, one ball, no strikes. Big alley in right center for Biggers to the pole side. The 1-0. Rip and a miss. 1-1. Changeup again off the outer edge. A win for Corpus would tie this series up at a game apiece. Or two games apiece, I should say. Tied either way. 1-1 on Biggers. Brown deals home. Swinging a fly ball into left center field with some carry. Barber back into the alley. He's under it. There to make the catch. And that's the ball game. Riders fall 8-3. Corpus Christi ties the series at two games apiece. 8-3, our final score. We'll step aside to return to break it down to the postgame show on the Riders Baseball Network.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature Program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, fireworks have started here in Corpus Christi. Out in front of us is the Rough Riders fall tonight by a final score of 8-3 to the Corpus Christi Hook. Zach Bigley back with you on the post-game show. The final line scores for both teams tonight. 8 runs on 8 hits and 1 error for Corpus. They stranded 2 on the base paths. The Rough Riders, 3 runs on 6 hits and no errors. They stranded 5 runners on base tonight. Final game time, a quick one, 2 hours and 11 minutes in front of 6,612. Very well played game by both teams. A lot of home runs. 5 combined between the two teams tonight. And so the long ball was hip tonight, and it was certainly working for the Corpus Christi Hooks as the Rough Riders took an early lead in this one with a run in the first and an RBI double from Dustin Harris. After he and Acuna hit back-to-back doubles to begin the game, and Rough Riders scored another run when Jax Biggers grounded into a double play, allowing Kellen Strom to score. That made it 2-0 Frisco after an inning and a half, but J.C. Correa hit a 2-run home run to tie the game in the bottom half of the second inning, and that score held until the fifth when Luis Aviles Jr. hit a solo home run to make it 3-2 Corpus. And then in the seventh, they added on in a big way. 3-run home run by Luis Aviles Jr. Solo home run from Kennedy Corona. And the Rough Riders put up a run in the eighth inning with a solo shot from Trevor Hover, his 5th home run of the season. But Corpus countered with a sac fly in the bottom half of the eighth inning, and they win it 8-3. The winning pitcher, Julio Robina. He goes 5 innings, allowing 2 runs. He walked 4 and struck out 3, but he does pick up the victory. He's now 5-3 on the season. Aaron Brown gets the save, going 4 innings, allowing just one run in relief. The loss to Justin Slayton for the Rough Riders, allowing his first earned run on the season with that solo home run to Aviles Jr. But he goes two innings, allowing just one run. Good work out of the bullpen by Danny Duffy. A scoreless inning in 1-2-3 fashion with a strikeout. Seth Nordlund went three innings in his start tonight for the Rough Riders, allowing two runs while striking out four and not walking a batter. The Rough Riders fall 8-3 tonight. Their record goes to 24-30 on the season. Corpus Christi to 27-28, just one game under 500 on the year. We'll go over the rest of the scoreboard in the Texas League and the Rangers affiliates when we come back. We will also take a look at tomorrow's pitching matchup in Game 5 of 6 in this series in Corpus Christi. Stick with us. Post-game show rolls along next. Riders fall 8-3 tonight on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark Mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey guys, this is Tristan Pauly. You're listening in to the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for tuning in.
Fireworks shooting off out in front of us here in Corpus Christi, Texas, as we put a bow on this night. Rough Riders fall 8-3 to the Corpus Christi Hooks. Happy you're with us here on the Riders Baseball Network. Let's first start at the big league club with the Texas Rangers taking on the Tampa Bay Rays in a three-game series that pits the two best teams in the American League against one another, and the Rays prevailed tonight, and in a big, big way. Same score as we had tonight, actually, 8-3 over the Rangers. A three-run third inning and a four-run sixth helped the Rangers, helped the Rays, I should say, on their way to take down the Rangers, and it was a great start from Tyler Glasnow, allowing just one hit and one run. It was a Leody Taveras solo homer over his six innings of work, and it was not the strongest start from Andrew Heaney, who allowed four runs, three earned over his five innings of work. And Spencer Howard came out of the bullpen, allowing four runs in just a third of an inning. He's been injured over the course of the season, was rehabbing down in Arizona, and has just rejoined the Rangers. That was his first appearance out of rehab, and unfortunately it didn't go very well for Spencer Howard. So the Rangers will look to rebound tomorrow, taking on the Rays once again in Game 2 of that series. And it's a good pitching matchup. Nathan Eovaldi gets the start against Taj Bradley. So it's the rookie and the vet here, with Eovaldi being one of the best pitchers this year in not only the American League but in all of baseball, especially ever since the first couple weeks of the season went by. He has been flat-out dominant on the mound. Taj Bradley, one of the younger pitchers in all of baseball. He's a guy who is a very highly touted prospect in that Tampa Bay Rays organization. Came up earlier this year. He's making just his eighth appearance of his career in that game tomorrow. Elsewhere in the Rangers organization, AAA Round Rock taking on Salt Lake City. The Bees are an Angels affiliate, and the Round Rock leads 9-2. In the top half of the seventh inning, putting up two more runs on the offensive side against the Bees. Check in on some former Rough Riders, see how they're doing in that game up in AAA. It's 9-2 in the top of the seventh inning, and Davis Wenzel has his 13th home run. Elio Hernandez has two homers in that game as well. He now has nine on the season. So great to see from both a couple former Rough Riders, and Cody Bradford making the start in that one. He's gone six innings, allowing just two runs while striking out four. That's a big leaguer, Cody Bradford, getting the start there for the Round Rock Express. Elsewhere in the organization, High A Hickory, they win 4-2 over Rome. And at the low A level, down east, they win it 14-6 over Delmarva, the Orioles affiliate. Wyatt Sparks getting the victory in that game, the former Rough Rider. Well, good to see Wyatt Sparks chip in with the victory in that game. Brock Porter started for the Wood Ducks, and it didn't go too well, allowing just two runs over two-thirds of an inning. But his ERA, it ballooned to a whopping 1.45. He's been really good this season down in low A, one of the top pitching prospects in the Rangers organization. As for the Texas League, the games that really affect the Rough Riders and Hooks, Amarillo takes down Midland 7-5. So Corpus Christi now tied with Amarillo at 27-28. That puts them both tied for second. Midland now in third at 26-29. Or Midland in fourth, I should say, behind those two in Amarillo and Corpus Christi. And then the Rough Riders in the cellar at 24-30 here with 2 weeks plus two games remaining, 14 games remaining in the final little bit of the first half before the playoff picture is decided. Elsewhere in the Texas League, San Antonio, they're winning 5-4 in the top of the ninth inning. So if they hold on, they'll go to 30-25 and maintain their lead in the Texas League South. Up in the north, though, Tulsa, they're leading 5-3 over Arkansas. That's the tie-breaking game between those two teams at the top of the Northern Division. And so Tulsa trying to separate themselves from Arkansas, both at 35-19, while Northwest Arkansas leading over Springfield 6-2 in the middle of the ninth inning at Hammonds Field in Springfield, Missouri. The pitching matchup tomorrow should be an intriguing one. Ryan Garcia starts for the Rough Riders. He's 1-4 this year, a 7.79 ERA. Peyton Plumlee starts on the other side. He's 0-4 with a 9.15 ERA. So guys looking to bounce back after some tough starts to their seasons. First pitch at 7.05 will be on the air at 6.50 here on the Riders Baseball Network. That's going to do it for us on the broadcast tonight. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible. For our very gracious hosts here in Corpus Christi, for my broadcast partner, Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 7.05 at 6.50, I should say, for a 7.05 first pitch. Final score tonight, Hooks win it 8-3 over the Rough Riders. Series tied at two games apiece. Have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!